talking where and when. So, Baruch Shekivanti, this beautiful Shita B'Kubetzes of Moshe the Rav Kook. You recall we had it on the board yesterday, Tzarev Zelashon Shita Yashana. A very long, long thing, and it says, who's saying what? So they say over here, 65. Mehem Shech Mashman Shekol Ket Azeh Hevi Hashita Yashana Meharaitit. That's what I thought yesterday. That's all coming from the Raitit. Until it says, Ad Kalashon Raitit Zah. A long piece. It's not completely clear. Then, footnote 74, starts a little bit later. Lon is Varli, Mehem Shech Advarim Hu Gam Mishem Hashita Yashana. Get it? That's also unclear. So we're just going to review for the moment the facts and what who said exactly what. I'll still leave to you. I don't want to repeat the discussion all over again. But let's open the Gemara and see. The Gemara here in Avzayin and Manal from Masechta Ksubos tells us about a yisod, a principle known as Mitoch. Tosfos points out that Mitoch is a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Nowhere in Shas does it tell us exactly the source for this principle of Mitoch. We pick up different cases of Mitoch, both here in Masechta Ksubos a little bit, and more in Masechta Beitza. Tosfos quotes many Gemaras of Beitza. Beitza Yud Beis, Beitza Chaf Aleph, Beitza Daf Chaf. Then they quote, again, Beitza Yud Beis, and the whole of this Mitoch really is a sugya Masechta Beitza, which is also known by the Rishonim Masechta Yom Tov. We call it Beitza because the first word of the Masechta was Beitza. But if you look at the classical Rishonim, Masechta Yom Tov is Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Yom Tov. But anyway, it's all about this topic. And it starts in that Yud Beitza, so the real sugya is, and it goes on throughout the Masechta, which we'll see soon. But anyway, so we saw yesterday, I don't want to repeat the whole shir, we saw the Sefer Yireyim. The Sefer Yireyim says that the key is if you have the Torah or HaShalem, the bottom left gives you the whole pasuk. Tells you certain days you may not do malacha, the first and seventh day of Yom Tov. Kol malacha layaseh pohem. Acha sheyocha l'chol nefesh, hu levad layaseh lochem. This is exactly the pasuk which we keep talking about. This is where the idea of what's mutter, what's asur Yom Tov as well. Now, of course, the context that is quoted over here is because of the idea of Dovah Shava L'chol Nefesh, because the word L'chol Nefesh is found in the Pasuk. So sort of, this Pasuk is quoted on the backside, in what we'll call a restriction, when we do not apply Mitoch. But clearly, Mitoch has something to do with this Pasuk. This is the Pasuk which is Matir Malach Anyantiv over and above Shabbos. Right? This is very, very important. Okay, so the Sefer Yireyim, which is the first sheet that we discussed yesterday, said that the word Yeochel, interestingly, based on Pesach and Daf Chaf Aleph Mid Beis, this is what we saw before Pesach. Yeyachal doesn't only mean eat; it also means hana. Machlok and Chizkir of Yavo, when it says lo sochal, does it include Yisr hana? But they all agree when it says lo yeyachal, it includes Yisr hana. That's by Yisr, by Yisr hana. Here, talking by Yom Tov, achash yeyachal means achash yeyahana. So hana is okay. Now, what does the word nefesh mean? So if it means to eat, what eats is the body, the soul doesn't eat, the body eats. Once you say it means yehoneh, then not only does the body have anah, but the soul also has anah. So therefore the Yireyim writes, Simon Shin Dalet, that's the pshat of mitoch. Mitoch doesn't mean since they were matah A, they were matah B. That's a simple word how to read it. Since they're matah A, they're matah B. That's not how the Yireyim read it. The Yireyim simply read it a totally different way. The Yireyim read it to say that once you assume, again for the moment, that Yeochel means Yehone, that's what it means, Yehone, so it includes not only Yehone of the Guf, but Yehone of the Neshama as well. That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Fine. That's the Shaila. Indeed, he points out that there's a machlokas with respect to heating up water to wash yourself, and to wash your hands. Beis Shammai, according to this way, Tosfos understands it in the Mishnah, Chafal for Beis and Beitza. Can't do it. Why? Took Yeochel literally. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's Mutter. Why? He doesn't take Yeochel literally. Yeochel includes Hano of washing your hands. But it's really the same Machlokas. That Machlokas on that Chaf Aleph It's the same machlokas on Daf Yud Beis. On Daf Yud Beis, they're fighting. That's our sugya over here. You're allowed to take Tosfos quotes over there. Can you carry in the street? But a baby for a bris milah, say for Torah to read, a luluf. Beis Shammai says, no, that's not Eochel. The same as they held in the Mishnah Chaval, if you can't even wash your hands, can't he worth to wash your hands? It's not Eochel, you're not eating. And Beis Hillel says, no, Eochel, don't be taken literally. It's Yehona. Once included Yehona, Yehona doesn't mean Yehona is a goof. Never includes the soul as well. All this is what? This is the opinion of the Uraim. What's Pshat and our sugya, Rabbi Osai? Our Gemara tells us, like, be matter, chabura, bias mitzvah, on Yom Tov, even if it's also on Shabbos, based upon mitoch, right? Mitoch. The question becomes, what's pshat in mitoch? When the Urayim seem to have understood it, the chiddush of mitoch is what we call hanoas haneshama. But here, when it comes to the bias mitzvah, presumably, it's the hanoas haguf. Oh, but what we said before, it's beautiful, because the whole word of the Urayim is it's all about Talia. Any hanoas haguf is mutter according to Beis Hillel through mitoch. That's exactly, although the word mitoch is only used in that few days, and Beitza could have just as well been used in that chaf aleph, because that's where the discussion is raised, but you cooking up water to wash your hands. So that's also an effect mitoch. And here the heter of chabura for the bias mitzvah is also the same yourself. That's what depends upon mitoch. Ad kan she the one, she does hayareim. We saw the Shita Mekubetes, again, who says what? The Raivet, according to footnote 65, is the author of the whole first part, and the Raivet says it's a Pasuk. What's a Pasuk? It's the last word in that Pasuk. Hu levado yeyose lochem. And with the Gemara lochem in Beit HaFches, it's Mabar Machshirin. And Machshirin, it says, it's only Mutter if it's E.F. Shamir of Yom Tov. So the Raivet wants to suggest, when it comes to Mitov, it's also only Mutter in the case in which it is E.F. Shar. Be Erev, may Erev Yom Tov. And the Shita Yeshana seems to perhaps disagree as far as that's concerned. That's, so maybe it's a Pasuk of Lachem. A Pasuk. However, elsewhere in the same paragraph, again, we're not sure who's saying what. If most of Rav Kook is not sure, how can I be sure who's saying what? Is again a third way to explain Mitoch. Namely, that the Malachos of Ochel Nefesh proper were never included in the Yisra in the first place. And so we do find ourselves, we're both saying Parshas Emor. Am I right? Parshas Shavua? Correct? Parshas Emor? And there is no Shia tomorrow. On Thursday, we're supposed to talk about Parshas Shavua. Let's look on the Ramban. Who talks about this a little bit. Just to see the Pesukim over here. There's an expression. Let's start here. Chumash. We have look what it says. Okay, tells you what you can't do. Komolechas avoda lo sasu. Interesting expression. Molechas avoda comes to Shabbos as lo sasu komolecha. What exactly is molechas avoda? Right. I was privileged to learn Beitza with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein as a tzaddik of Rocha, and one of the phrases that was used at the time. Malachas Avoda is a malacha of production as opposed to a malacha of consumption. Ochal Nefesh is consumption, you're eating it. Malachas Avoda is production. Of course, there are many, many lines that are drawn, we're not going home and debates here one day. But this expression, Malachas Avoda, is an expression which requires some more explanation. Komolechas avoda. What did Ramban say? Different than kol amoy. What is avoda? Avoda kol amolechas hashimushim over admoso avodcha sheishonim avata sevecha. Pirish molechas avoda komolecha. Watch this. She'eina letzorech ochel nefesh. It says Shesh Yomim Tavo is Kom Lachdecha, Halavoda Basota, Venevata Misrata, Kaina over that Doma, Humalacha Shibiochal Nevesh, Shimalechas Hano, Lo Malechas Avoda. We said consumption and not production. So in Chag HaMatzos, we just saw the Pasuk, Kol malachol yosemem. Therefore, who took the farish? Achashiyach halachol nefesh. Who levad yosalachem? Who v'shalchi yom tovim yikatzim yomar? Kol malachas tavod alo sasu. Lesser kol malachas einen ochol nefesh. Ulo diash ochol nefesh muta behen. Meridik. So malachas. Do you want to get a mathematical equation? Malachas avoda equals malacha minus ochol nefesh. That's the Ramban's equation over here in this week's parsha. Okay? Oh, that's the case. The Shita Nugbes and Adav suggest, look, if that's the case, Rav Hosai, that which is not malachas avoda, that which is ochol nefesh, was never included in the Yisra in the first place. Not pshat. There are 39 malachas, you have to look for a teru. No, there's some halachas that were never included in the first place. That's a, if you will, a third way to look at mitoch. Again, the first way was the Arayim. The second way is the Arayvid of Zeres HaKosav Lachem, a ribui, and with the pass of Miut as well of Efshav Yer Yonten. The third way is it's never included in the Isser in the first place. Nothing. Of course, the question becomes, so what about for a goy? So therefore, there's a possibly the word lachem, the more percent the base of lachem alone the nachrim, a special miut. Even though it's not a malach at all, the apple pikein, they asked it the tzorech hanachrim. The plan of Shua mentions pointed out that Tos and Shabbos Tzadi Hei can't hold this way because they talk about mitoch, the malach of bona, so clearly there. And then, so that's the third three pshatim. And then within the third pshat is a compromise, we'll call it 3a, or call it 4 if you wish. Which is found in the Shita Yeshana we saw yesterday, namely that Shechita itself, which is called the Ad Malacha, which is the Malacha of Ochol Nefesh proper, that was Taka never included, and that's Mutar Shelo Torah Klal, and that explains why they had a certain minig they would carry for the purpose of food, for the purpose of Goyim even, which they saw in the Tos, says here, it's a minig Tos, no. But we'll call it the toldos, other ways of doing the malacha, which are not ochol nefesh proper, such as chabura. Chabura. Why is chabura mutter? Asukya. Mitoch shechutra chabura litzorech. Right? Chabura litzorech. So what's the tzorech? What's the tzorech? Ochol nefesh gon shechita is a drasha. Chutra nefesh lo litzorech. A chabura is a beer. That has to be. That has to be the Tzorach. That has to be the Tzorach Hayom Tzatz. That's a compromise we'll call it 3a, or if you want to call it 4, it's your choice. That's a bit of a different experiment. That's to be found in the Shita Yeshana at some length. But that was yesterday's discussion. So after these, we'll call it 3 and maybe 4 opinions. There is a way of explaining this idea, before we get to the Rambam, which is the final thing, before we explain this idea based on the lashon we saw from yesterday, hold the ishtaria, but some of the Sefer Melechas Yom Tov suggests that one of the classical svarim on Yom Tov by the Baal Limurei Moshe was his earliest svarim, and that's what he suggests. It's based on the word hol, and they have Nachronim Esmus. It says we talk, but there it says hol. So instead of saying that the whole means mitoch says whole, as in whole of ishtri, once it's mutter, for some case it's putra, as opposed to dechuya, that's the fundamental machlokas, whether between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is it putra or dechuya? That's how it seems according to this interpretation. Perhaps. Okay? And that's how we say pshat. We saw Tosfos follow the kasha by Mavashal Gira Noshe. Right, the whole discussion about that. I don't want to repeat everything. The Rambam. I want to talk about the Rambam today a little more. The Rambam we saw yesterday in Shir says that the mitoch is limited to 2 malachas. What are they? They are Hotzah and Havorah. And the Achronim will ask, it's against the Mefurshi Gemara, here where the Gemara is Matir Chabura. Right? Mitoch applies to Chabura. And the Gemara applies mitoch to Bishul as well, and Masech the Beitza, and Afiyat Beitz. So how in heaven's name can the Rambam limit it to 2 when the Gemara explicitly extends it to 4? Now, 4 is only a little more than 10% of 39. So maybe it's limited to 4. Okay, but you can't say it's limited to 2. So I brought in the Nitziv today, which I wanted to read you a little bit more, that we started talking about yesterday. There's a whole mahalach in the sugya. When I read it to you, it's only a fraction of this very lengthy maracha in Simin Nun, Shulta Nun, Os Aleph. And the fundamental point of the Netziv, I can only give you his basic points, it's too much to be said. We'll look at it later on. It starts, Vihine HaRambam, the last four lines of page Shin Tetzvav in our print, and he limits it to two cases. The Ragav Ishi, do you know why these two? By Havara, it says, I mentioned yesterday from Aruch HaShulchan, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichan B'yom HaShabbos. It means Shabbos, yes, and Yom Tiknat. He quotes that the Avionis and Avishits and by Hotzot, it's also a Pesuk in Yirmiyahu. Lo Sotziyu Matzni B'teichem B'yom HaShabbos. But I told you yesterday, it's a Mitzvah Grua. He has a Pesuk in Yirmiyahu. Fine. So he has against the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. The Matna Shechita Shal Tzorach Shalozach. That's a different Melacha. Chabur. How is that possible? Rambam's against the Mefurash of Gemara. Okay, that's the question. Oh. Then, the Rambam seems to also say that these two Melachas, Havar and Hotzah, are Mutna Shalol Tzorach Klal. He never mentioned the Tzorach anywhere. And indeed, if it's based on the Yom HaShabbos, yes, Yom Tov, no, you shouldn't need a Tzorach at all. You don't need it. Oh, the problem is, Avara said you need Dover Shavu L'Chemesh. So, the answer, the Rambam omitted our whole Gemara. He never mentioned Shavu L'Chemesh anywhere. More than that, the Rif and the Rambam took out of the text of Erev Tavshilin, Ladluke Shrov. Some tests to do it has in the parentheses. We have said the Shula, Lafuye, like an Erev Tavshilin, which we all made a few weeks ago, right before Shvi'i Shul Pesach, where the stakes are very high. In Chutzlarts, most Erev Tavshilins are the Rabbonans, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Friday Shabbos can only happen, I think, on Shavuos, which can happen some years, or Shvi'i Shul Pesach. Well, there's a Thursday, Friday, that's only the Rabbonans, so the stakes are low. But we had this year, Shvi'i Shul Pesach, next year the same as this year. So how in the world do you matter to do malach on Friday for Shabbos? So the Gemara has Erev Tavshilin. The Matri says the Raisa, we saw this yesterday, Pesach and Nachman Vav. Two Teretzim. One Teretz is Hohil, since it's fit for use on Friday, so you don't get Malchus because of Hohil. I presume it's only the Rabban and the Wamatik for Erev Tavshilin and Tzorech. And the other says no, but the Raisa says Tzorech Shabbos Nasim Yomtiv. What does that mean? So someone is saying it's Kedusha Achas. And therefore, we don't pass in Gushachas. Also, love the Sugas and Beitzah and Erevin and the Psochim. We don't pass in Gushachas. But some say, this Potosa says in that Mem Zayin, as we did not see yesterday, and she didn't have a chance to show it to you yesterday. Take a look at the Kitzer. We saw the Gemara and Psochim yesterday, we didn't see the Potosa. I'm quoting from the Netziv. Shulta Nun Os Aleph. Okay, I see people are having trouble reading this. Take a little bit. Ooh, really big. Okay. Tzorche Shabbos Nasim Yontav Labishim Kedusha Achas, as the Rabban others say. No. El Hove Shi Mitzvah Shabbos. Im Lo Yasena Biyontav, Shul Lo Yasena, Choshev Kemoch Alev. Read Kemoch Alev. You're not eating it. It means mitoch, says the Netziv. This means mitoch. So clearly the Gemara suggests that Tzorche Shabbos Nasim Yotav extends mitoch to Bishul, to Afia, which is exactly what the Gemara suggests in the Sefta Beitza on Daf Yud Beis. And presumably it will extend to Shechita, Chabura, Ksuba, Zav Zayin. So there is such an opinion in the Amoraim. Oh. So comes the Netziv and it says like this, that's true, all true. But the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam paskins against the mandiyama, according to this Netziv, of Tzorche Shabbos Nasir Yom. Rambam paskins hold. Presumably he learned that Tzorche Shabbos Nasir Yom is based on Kedusha, that the Rambam did. So we can't paskin that way. Question on Rambam, but let's for the moment assume it. That's what the Netziv assumes. So therefore, it's going to turn out to be a fundamental dispute within the Amoraim want to fight about whether you say ho'ol or not. And it's a similar fight, what's the pshat for Erev Tavshilin? You say Torah Shabbos Nasav Yomtiv or not? If you say ho'ol, you don't have to say Torah Shabbos Nasav Yomtiv. And that means you don't have to apply mitoch beyond Otsa and Avor. So the Rambam will pass into ho'ol. There's no need for him to extend mitoch past Otsa and Avor. And all the Gemaras that do, the Gemara in Pesachim, Memvav, and the Gemara in Beit, so Yud Beis, and the Gemara in Ksuvah, they're all going according to the Mandama, who says what I called yesterday, horizontal mitoch, extends it beyond those two, but to at least two others, based on the Gemaras, Bishul and Shechita, at least two, maybe more, because it's talking about Bona. But it's only horizontal insofar, it's not so deep, you need a Tzerach HaYom Tzas, whereas the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbah, that the Rabbah holds from Ho'il, Rabbah, therefore, would just presumably deny mitoch beyond Otzah and Avara, and therefore Otzah and Avara, only then you say mitoch, but then it's not even Tzorach at all, what I call vertical mitoch. This is the whole fundamental yesod of the Netziv here. At great length he goes into this discussion. Great length. So it comes out that yes, there are Gemaras, for example, Shavah L'chol Nefesh, Avada, which hold like the opinion of what he calls Rav Chisda, that extends mitoch to the to all the malachas, he denies ho'il. So then, you're going to have to apply it when is it tzorach and not shavah l'chol nefesh. Or the Gemara actually to the end says what? We use the word shavah l'chol nefesh. That's the Gemara started off with. But that's really it is slightly inaccurate, as we shall see momentarily. What's the bottom line of the Gemara? Tzorach l'chol nefesh. All right. The key word is chol nefesh. That's tafan pasuk chumash. So chol nefesh is the key. So chol nefesh is the key insofar as the way the our Gemara is going with that mahalach. It requires kol nefesh, but we possibly don't need it. You don't need it, you don't need kol nefesh. All you need, it only applies to otzah and avara, but in otzah and avara it's permissible, even if it's not tzorach hayom tzas. Shit teramam, yeah?
So someone just wanted to start a fire and end the psalm.
That's the Gemara of Furushi Rishalmi. Ner shel batala. Ner shel batala, so the Yerushalmi is just a smutter.
And Tosus
would disagree. Tosus would say, no way. That's what Tosus has in his gears of Erev Tavshilin. What do you say? Is there a sitter in this room? No chumash, no sitter. Okay, say about that. If you look at the sitter, you'll see that it says the afuye lubashule. Then some says ladluke shraga parentheses. According to the toast, you need it. According to the Rambam, you don't need it. And the Nesivah quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says ner shabatola ikeman dama deshari. Why? Beyond my Shabbos, yom tenat. For a Shirushalmi. Okay? But that should, by a Hotso, also shouldn't be. But Tosus, what's over here, writing Subas on that Zion and Aleph, Tosus quotes a Gemara in the Sechta Beitza, where the Gemara is pilpuling whether Yesh Hotso Liyantim or Ain Hotso Liyantim. So, if we pass in Yesh Hotso Liyantim, Tosus Ella, then it should come out that there should be some restrictions when it comes to Hotso and Havara. The answer is, the Rambam and the Rif have the same exact Shita, and therefore the only Erev Tavshilin as far as Lukas Shraga is concerned. Guess who said it first? Mishkanes Yaakov. He says, Matsasi, the Sefer Mishkanes Yaakov, Shekosav Kain. Is the Gemara Fakert? The Gemara is Madikano Nerechot. Yeah. So the answer is, that's the Mandama who says that you need a Tzorach. You need a Tzorach, and he goes to the whole Machlokas Adah. Amaroyim, there's Rabbah, there's Rav Huna, there's Rav Chisda. We're not going through every single one of the Amaroyim that he's quoting over here. Fine. Guess what he says? Quote the Rabbah, Yikah Hefim Shem Hoel, Uvad Lokas Neres Lo Shayach the Mikli the Orchim, the Samach Levein Hashmashas, because only needed for the nighttime. Gamzem Asasi B'Mishnus Yaakov. So Lukas Shraga, you really can't rely on Hoel. So therefore, if the Erev Tavshilin relies on Ho'el, take out the Lukas Shraga. So therefore, what makes you happen? If you take it out, it's because it's never also in the first place. Adka, it's all page Shin Tes Zayin here in the Hamak Shalom of the Tziv. Okay? Simon Shilton Nun. Nachzalinyan is on the next page, Shin Yud Zayin. The Rabbah v'Rav Chisda Pligi B'Tani Tart. Rabbis really. The law of meaning mitoch b'shem alacha, rakot zav avar v'hani lo binat shem tzarech. That's Rabbi Shita. Rav Chista Sevile, Yamina Mitoch B'chol Malacha Ol Tzarach Tzas. First is vertical, second is horizontal. Don't let's be a kashik from base to the base. Do we apply Mitoch Shuk L'Shchita? No, he holds like Rav Chista. Rabbi disagrees. He actually is medayged. I wasn't going to show it to you, but since he makes a dig in the Lashonis.
Isn't Rav Papa quoting Rabbi here?
Hold on. Slowly. Get to Agamor's and it comes soon. Very slow. We'll start at Yud Bein. We'll start at Amud Aleph. Let's see the Mishnah inside. You keep referring to it. Beishameh. Omim, ein motzien lo asa kotten, lo asa lulav, lo asa sefer Torah, shudaram, beis ala matirin. Says Gemara, shokhet, olas the dollar, beyond the loke, beis shami. Lo mina mitoch shudar hotzor, lo tzorach, lo tzorach. Beis hillel, mitoch shudar hotzor, lo tzorach, lo tzorach, hochanami, here he goes. Mitoch shudar shchita, lo tzorach, hutu nami shudar, lo tzorach. Before she gemara, twice the shchita. Who said tzorach, yitzor varavdini? Okay. Rabbi disagrees. Eir rotzor, they're fighting about a totally different thing. I can't go into the whole story. And Rav Yochanan the same thing. The mitoch shehutro tzol and tzol hutna nami shalotzol pligi. Why? Here's the famous Gemara. Hamavashul gid anasha bechol aviyam tevachol olok bechamish. Why? Mavashul gid, olkol gid, vashul basul bechalav, olkol basul bechalav. And now it comes to the next omen. No, Havara Ubishul Eino Mishnah. Okay, look, this is the end. We talk, Hokanami, we talk, Shutu Havara Litzarach. Wait a minute, he started off Havara Ubishul Eino Mishnah. And then he ends up, we talk, only when it comes to what? Havara. Hello, Dabu. Isn't it interesting? Why did he start with two? And end up with one. Hachikama. Havaru Bishlam and Mishnah, what does that mean? You can't have them both. Why? Because Yesh Chilik Malachas to Shabbat and Chilik Malachas to Yom. You're not chayav twice. If Tipsalam and Mishnah, you find one of them that holds Yesh Chilik Malachas to Yom, so you're potentially going to have two. No! Havaru Vade in a Mishnah. Why? Because you say Mitoch. But Bishul, you don't seem to talk even according to Beis Hillel. This is the opinion of the Rambam. Amazing. Diak and Lashonis. Wow. Aye, what do you do with the Mishnah? Chaf Aleph Mit Beis in the Sechta Beta. Doesn't it say over there, Abosai, Mitoch applies to Bishul. Let's take a look again, just briefly. Chafalat Mabay is this Mishnah. I told you two Mishnah has a link to the Iran for sure. What does the Mishnah say over here? Veshami Om Lo Yechav Adam Kamal the Ragav Adam came real Shtiya Ubeisil Matirin. So what are they fighting about? The Tosfos says what are they fighting about? What does Tosfos say? What's the fight about Rabbi Osai? Let's take a look. Ubeisilim atirin, ragla. Why? Chol gufa olz osel. We're going to start showering soon. The davar shavel chol nevesh bina. V'ze'eino royal el bnei adam mu nagin. Abu yada v'ragla shavel chol nevesh. He sees mitoch. The Tosfos chat is talking mitoch. Correct. Befeirish. However, I don't think I can get this. I don't think I can get it. Unfortunately, I'm going to go back a second time for the same thing. That's silly. All right. No. But let us look at both sides instead of. Let's go. Let's see for a minute. Now. Let's go to the Rambam. Get the Mishnahis. We saw the Mishnah already. Here, I hope we'll get Rambam. Oh, Rambam. So the Rambam learned this chat in this Mishnah. The Rambam said mitoch. That would surprise us because the Rambam denies mitoch when it comes to Bishul. So what does he say? Take a look. Klalo shel davar. Here. Beis Hillel Omrim. Why is it put to cook up water to wash your hands? Doesn't say mitoch. Shezeh shenemel l'chol nefesh. Kol el kol hanos aguf. So the right Urayim said that means mitoch. That was a chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. That was something different. This is a different, this everyone agrees, Hanos Aguf. Right? Finished. It's mutter. I, Rabbi Osai, said, why can't you do it for Kol Aguf? Why only for your hand? What did Rabbi answer?
Zero spot.
There is Rabbi Achatzos. Exactly. Ah, Meridik. Meridik. No problem. Shavu L'chol Nefesh taking a shower on Yantav. Never was. They never heard of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Never passed it that way. Ah, Meridik. Terrific. Okay, fine. Pirush Mishnayos. This is page Shin Yud Zayin. Not finished yet.
So the Rambam is saying Ochel Nefesh is its own thing. That's Mutter, and Mitoch is something totally separate.
So, Mitoch only applies to Hotzah and Avara, and it does not require Torah Hayah. Fine. So what's left? Hashta Nisha Lano Lefarish Suga D'Ksuba Zev Zayin. After this whole story, we'll left with Ksuba Zev Zayin, page Shin Yud Ches, in this beautiful sefer. Okay? He quotes Agamar, and Tosis is bothered. Take a look at the Tosis, Elamiyah. Let's take a look. Rabbi Osai, the Tzif says to look, we gotta look. He saw this yesterday, we'll see it again. Elamiyah, they wrote the last book of Yonta, Vim Tova, Lididei Nami Tikshi, Bechilo Sova, Namina Mitoch. What time did they say, Lachiyu? What's he thinking? Yesh Loma? No! Ain't there what's up? Was the Havamin in Beitzel Aviv as we just saw it? Oh, dear Shloma, his sovish hutra shalom tzorech, uvavachi dover harogil. And this is Eino Rogil Tfemi Mugmar. Which I will get to the details of Rogil later on. Says it, it says like this. Quotes Tosis. The first Teratosis is Shver. Second Teratosis, why is Lulav called Rogil? It's only once a year. Oh, here we go. Says in the Tziv, I'm not going to the whole discussion of Kibui and Havarat, it's a bit complicated. It says like the Pshat like this. Calls a Nicho Yelo Neima Mitok B'Shar Malachas Shemin HaTorah Asur. Don't apply Mitok. But if you say by Chabura, you say Mitok. Yesh lahatu kibui. Why is the mugmar a problem? That's a Papi's question. My dad of mitok should have chabura l'tzorach b'chulei. Hachinami mitok should have havara, and havara even means kibui as well. Bishlama. What is he thinking? What's a Papi thinking? It's your question. What's a Papi thinking? Look what the Nesim says. Bishlama l'didi. To be chabura, like a clown mitoch, rak botzah v'avara zet tamad de beis hillel meridik. So therefore, it's Easter of mugma mishum kibui. But the didach, to be chabura, you also say mitoch, not because yom hashabbos not yontif, no, because we called it harazat mitoch. All malachas are the same. All malachas are the same. Let's say mitoch. What did our papa answer him? In Shavu L'chol Nefesh, Shor L'chol Nefesh. That's our Papa speaking. But we pass in Shor L'Mivul B'Tchila B'Shabbos. Not because Yom Tov is more kal, because we hold that by Chabur you don't apply Mitoch at all. Only on Tzor Navara. Other Malachas no Mitoch whatsoever. Mugmer therefore is Asur. Meiridik. This is the Yisod of the Netziv. Therefore, what happened, right? He thinks the Rambam is right. So my chlokas and Maroi, remember Rav Chisda Pesachim, Rav Huna, Rav Huda, and Beit Zedav Chav Gimel, Rav Papi, Rav Papa, Ksuper Zav Zayin, and we pass like Rava. We always pass like Rava.
But Rav Papa is also quoting Rava. They're both quoting Rava in this Gemara. That's the machlokas is what did Rava say?
Correct. But we're not discussing Rava. We're talking about Rava. So whatever Rama says doesn't matter. You follow Rava. That's the answer which the Nesiv has. At Kanavosai, this beautiful piece, I skipped a lot of the details about the Kibbutz, but that's the main stuff. Okay, we're about to move so far. This is the Torah Sanatir. Good. So with this, Rabosai, we just have to discuss one more Nakuda of this idea of Rogil and Shove, etc. And then we'll discuss the issues which Nisan brought up and some other thorny issues. B'siyata d'shmaya. Rabosai, we have Chafal of Mabez in Shaz Babli, right? We look for some links. Watch this link. Shita Mukubetzis. Why does Basila say it's mutter the shachem kaima the raga and the dura? So we can ochal nevish mamish shita sarambam. Very nice. Afa gav the bereish ksubis itiru beila umugba mishumitoch. What's going on over here? Afilu hachi gulemema. Shirachitza medur lahachem doma laochal nefesh yoser mehem. In other words, washing your face and heating up the room is more close to eating than is beila and mugma. That's Rabbi Yochanan learned mitoch from Beis Shammai Beis Hillel back there. Didn't quote it from here. Ad kan the Shita Mukubetz is the name of his Rebbe. He claims the Rebbe is the Radvaz. We saw it before. I'm not sure if it's really true. Not for now. Of course, the question is, that's a little shver. The better Teretz quantum nativity of this casualty, no! It's a machlokas amaroyim. The Gemara Dav Zayin in Ksubis, which says you apply mitoch to these additional malachas, right? That would go according to one opinion, which maintains that it applies across the board. But there's another opinion in Amaroyim. It only applies to Tzor and Avara. And therefore, you have to say over here that what? That it is considered Ochol Nefesh Mamish Rabosai. Not a distinction between one, between Mechitza and Medura on one hand, and Be'ila and Mugma on the other. No. The Machlokes Lishayel is, where do you stand in this fundamental question? As if we talk apply to all malachas or only to two malachas. Oh. That's what Rambam omitted, Shav Lechol Nevesh, completely. Now, Rabosai, we saw the Gemara, and we saw the Tosis, and we saw the Shita Mukubetzis. What exactly is happening over here? Let's take a look first in the Tosis. One more time, we're going to go through the various phrases. The phrases are important. Let's take a look. And you'll see soon, it's going to be very important, Rabosai, to the last topic we have to talk about. Not your topic, there's one more after you, Nisan. We'll save for last, which is. Whatever. I'm not giving it away yet. You mentioned it yesterday. What did Tosu say? What did Tosu say? Tosu says, let's get all the words. What are the words in the Gemara? The Gemara had over here, Elimeatan is Dame Lo Tzvi. The Gemara started off with Davra Shavu L'chol Nefesh, right? That's how the Gemara started. Davra Shavu L'chol Nefesh. What about it with a Tzvi? A Tzvi is expensive. People can't afford to have a Tzvi. Can't shove a Tzvi. What is my answer? No, not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, Hatzarach L'chol Nefesh. I can't afford it, can't afford it, it's irrelevant. It's, everyone it would love to eat deer's meat, it's delicious. You can't afford it, that's called Tzarach L'chol Nefesh. Tosfos doing a third consideration, Rogil. So you have Shavu, you have Rogil, you have Tzarach. They both say three different phrases preceding the words L'chol Nefesh. Quite remarkable. For the three different madrigals. The Machshon thought it's mutter only by Rogil. The Tarzan said, no, it's enough to have Shove, even if it's not Rogel. And the Gemara at the end concludes, you don't even need Shove. You can't afford Pesach Tzvi. All you need is Tzorech. Adkan of Yitosis. Yeah.
why should the animal itself make a difference? Shouldn't it be the action, the Iker action? Question.
Yeah, but if it's Tzvi, it's not a Dover which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It should be also, it's not on that formulation. Change the Tzor L'chol Nefesh. That's what it says. The Shita Mechubet is Rav Osai, I did a different interpretation.
Wouldn't Tzorek be a more of a problem for Tzvi? You don't need to have it.
No, the word Tzorek means that to eat. When you choose to eat French fries, or you choose to eat ice cream, but you still have to eat.
Something.
Have to eat something. Okay. Now the sheet of a gubetzit is like this. I don't want to show it to you in Tzor, though. I don't want to go back to the sheet of Nada, but I have no choice. This is one part, not the whole thing. One part. Be careful what the sheet of the Gubetza says. Okay? What's he saying? Tosis Kasha, Elamayata, right? Tos Tosis Teretz. Oh, watch this. Ena Chinami. Lo Amrina mitoch ele b'davo harogil. Tosis rejected the Reskan. You don't need davo harogil. You need davo harogil. You need. We had before. What did we have before? We had rogil. What did we have?
Sorech.
Shava. And then at the end, all you need is
Shava.
No, rogil shava tzorech. And rogil is rejected, right? Kota says no. It's not rejected. You need it. Miu bia. It's a B.S. mitzvah, right? How often is a person in his lifetime going to have a chabura during a bia? As soon as he gets married, not his whole life. It's not rogil. So why is bia mutter in our sugi? Why is B.S. mitzvah mutter on Yom Tov Shabbos? Mi gufei de kro nafka, the keva de tali kro, het de tzorach achila mishem de shabbat l'chol nefesh, tzorach bia nami shabbat l'chol nefesh. V'tzorach mugbar, and a shava l'chol nefesh, v'lo asya l'mikra, v'lo mishum d'mitoch. V'hik shalo mitzvi, v'tirik d'achi kama, dover ha-tzorach l'chol nefesh kama, u'tzri, tzorach hu l'chol nefesh, d'mozol l'kolu, u'v'chlam ha-dekama kra, ach-ha-shei ochel. Isahach the tzvi, the chain bia, the tzorech l'chol nefesh hu. What's he saying? You need davar rogil. You need davar. I be as mutter, even though it's not rogil. Nandu mito. That's ochol nefesh proper. When it comes to ochol nefesh proper, it's enough. Shavu l'chol nefesh, even if it's not rogil. But mugmer is aser. It's not ochol nefesh. Not shovel the whole nefesh. And it's not part of mitoch for the very same reason. You don't need shovel the whole nefesh, you need sorrow the whole nefesh. That's what it says. This is the Yisro. Oh, the Rashba has a bit of a different explanation. Rashba. What does he say? Sakadai that the shovel the whole nefesh, shemotsui. I will call nefesh to karminan. Utsilab motzi etzalak kolu v'imkein litzer u'mefarkinam davrat tzaruch l'chol nefesh kaminin tzvi tzaruch l'chol nefesh demazon l'kolu, the same result. Aval mugmer eino tzorech elo le'istinis v'lvat. So what's he saying? He says, what do you have to have? You have to have matzui. You don't need rugel. So it sounds like havamin is you need matzui. And tzvi is not matzui. People that go a whole lifetime would ever sing a tzvi. I'll ask the question one more time. Who in his life has ever eaten a tzvi? You can go to 120 and ever eat a tzvi. Pashup shot. That's how I understood it. But you don't need tadir, right? You don't need all the time. And therefore, if you need tzorach ha'nefesh, and beer is included, the person gets married, etc. Atkan rabosai in the sugya sagamar. Now we turn our attention to some halacha levaisa. When I first talk about showering, there's a question which is raised. It's clear in the Gemara. It's clear in the Gemara, the Fishidas HaToysis, that someone who is wants to bathe his entire body may not do so on Yom Tov. That's a Mefurash of Mishnah come out. But for one of two reasons. The Rambam says, Xeris HaBalonin, Xeris Mechitz, and Tos says, it's a Daraisa, and a Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So I brought only a half a shiur to talk about all these sugars of bathes. I brought with me one sefer, the beautiful sefer called The Laws of Yom Tov, Hilchos Yom Tov by Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen. And those who want to look it up there, there's a whole chapter on bathing and showering. We'll try some of the highlights. He says, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, he quotes Tosfos. You may not heat water on Yom Tov, or to use hot top water, which is tantamount to heating the new water, which we know we learned, of course, earlier in the Shabbos. So it's not called the grummer. Says the Shmir Shabbos Chilchot, which is quoted here. Yesh ayin kayom sherov bnei odom yesh lem cheder am batei v'beisam o lefachot miklachat lama neser rechitzas kol aguf shum shen eshav l'chol nevesh. Hey, nowadays it is shav l'chol nevesh. I have no shower. You can't afford it, like a tzvi. That's his kash. So the Chazon Yecheskel, or Abramsky, his Pirush and the Tosef, the Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, said, you know why? You have to have Tzorah L'chol Nevesh every single day. We eat every single day. We don't shower every single day. Certainly not in the Chazon Yecheskel's time in Europe. In America, did you look it up for me? What percentage of Americans shower every single day? You want to look it up? I guess look it up. Is it a majority? I guess it's a majority. That's my guess. I could be wrong. Find out soon. Okay. Fred of Neuberg against the Chazon Yecheskel, and by the way, they Zecha Tzadik and the Bracha, they both lived in Beit Vegan, you know, for quite a while, talking with neighbors. It's too good old. Okay? He says, "Who me knowed the shvin and shav and nevish b'chol nevish b'chol yom?" He has a kasha. Harei gam machal meshubach ein ar ochel b'chol yom. That's no kasha. That's no kasha. No kasha at all, because you're eating every single day. But he does bring an interesting counterproof, which is called zeya, a shvitz. About say, who in this world has ever been in a shvitz? I saw it, yeah. I think the majority of the room have never been there.
In America, it's about 72% of people shower well at least once a day.
72%, don't you mind? So the Chazon Yecheskel, his criteria is correct. Shower should be no problem in America. Now, want to look up sauna. Is that the right word to use?
Yeah.
What percentage sauna every single day? It's ridiculously small. Okay? So, take a look at Shulchan Aruch.
What is the Shmir Shabbos Kehel Tosa Paskin? You just asked the question.
Hold on, patience. Don't jump.
You started with the question. You didn't.
Relax. I know, relax. Shavuos is coming up, I know. 3 day out there in the summer. It could be brutal. It could be brutal, that's true. Could be. The season. We can't predict the weather forecast for Shavuos. Only in the 32nd day of the Omer. I don't think you can predict the 19 days ahead, so I don't think anyone would want to do this to him.
Really?
Yeah.
I was looking at turns out in Finland, saunas are not luxuries but necessities. And they have 3 million saunas for 5 million people.
Oh my goodness! So that's the Gemara. The Gemara was like Finland. And in America?
This is just Finland, though.
Yeah, look at America, please.
Sometimes, you know, you just get the...
America. That's amazing.
Sometimes the internet will just give you what it finds most interesting.
That is most interesting.
That's
me.
Sometimes it might take a little while.
What actually I do one more. That's an amazing stat. Finland. Who's ever been in Finland here? Anyone in Finland? Wow, we have people from all over the world. Okay. Okay. Why? Because Eina Shava Lechol Nefesh, presumably. Right? That's what it says. That's quoted in Shavuot Aruch. I mean, I'm just giving you what it says. It's not Shava Lechol Nefesh. Some things here. Let me go back over here to the Gemara. What does it say? Whatever it is, that. It says over here as follows. Beis Meir writes in Yeridaya, Ein adav atole berov ha-mimiyot, ela ketikasati ma-shachazinen she-osam she-einam mefunakim, afili motu lehem, einam mis-avin elav, tafnuka yaseru v'yosam. 28% of people, well, they don't shower every day. I mean, I don't know, it doesn't say how often they or, don't admit how infrequently they shower. He says over here, "Bishav lechol nevesh vina shekol echad yisav lezeh." Maybe you should say, "Mi she'en erochetz kol yom, who mishum she'en lo tshuka lezeh." Today, everyone has a shower in the house. You don't shower. You know why bother showering? Yeshiva boys don't shower. They have showers once a week. Everyone knows that. Traditionally, yeshiva boys. This is a serious question. A serious question. So I'll maintain my opinion in this matter. My opinion is as follows. Halacha lemaisa. Ideally, it shouldn't even take a cold shower. You know, you're going to have a shower. There's an ancient minhag, and I say ancient, I mean it's not from yesterday, that we don't wash on Yom Tov, because we're afraid of schita. Schita. That's our minute. Schita. So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, if a person is able to manage, then you shouldn't even take a cold shower, kal vachomer hot shower. What about a person can't manage? You just see, I can't handle it. Then my next recommendation is to take a lukewarm shower. Well, just warm enough, shouldn't be painful. Why do I say, what are the milas of a lukewarm shower? Why is it better? You're im kvar az kvar. You're already doing it, you're putting on hot water, so why are you ready to take a hot shower? The answer is that the apostle maintain two things. Number one, for those who say that if the water is lukewarm, it is shava lechol nefesh. It is shava lechol nefesh. Only hot water is not shava lechol nefesh. Lukewarm is shava lechol nefesh. That's what some suggest. Number two, there were those who say that the Gezeres HaBalanim was only made with respect to hot water. And hot water, they made the Gezeres according to the Rambam, whereas with respect to lukewarm water, the Gezeres never was made. Okay? This is what some poskim suggest. Now, how do you define lukewarm and how do you define hot? Now you add some lettuce though. Hot is hot, how do you normally want it? You took a shower this morning, it was hot water, that's called hot water. Take a shower in Yom, it's not so hot, it's really lukewarm, it's really cool, just like this. It's not painful, cold water, it's shower. Shower's a track. But lukewarm is just pleasant, it's not that hot. We'll get off as much dirt as the hot, so what? So what? That's what I recommend to people. People who have to take showers, and again, I really recommend that people who are able to do without it, should do without it completely. But since some people can't, I tell them they should take a lukewarm shower if they have to. And I also say that if you have to, you should try to take an Yontif Sheni. In other words, the usual case is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, a 3-day Yontif. That's what we most frequently, now we have to show us 3 days, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. That's the only time it can happen by us is the Shabbos, Sunday, Monday is not the only time. In theory, Pesach can be Sunday, Monday also, but that's a rarity. Shavuos, we have it more commonly, such as this year, next year, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So I'd say wait to take a shower until it gets dark on Sunday night. You have to take one to the club. Manage until then. On the other hand, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you're all sweaty. Wait to take a shower until Yom Tov Sheni, because it's more kal than Yom Tov Rishon. Kein Nirali, again, based on a number of considerations, that the minig is not even to take a cold shower. And even the Gzeres HaBalanim, it's important just to show you, you shouldn't think I'm making it up. People think I'm making up my own Gzeres. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Consideration of Shechita as well, with regards to drying off.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So if you don't dry off, 100% ready?
No, but the Chazam and Xer, in other words, we understand. I mean, it's not, Shechita is not Xer, it's a minute. I don't want to overstate. Xer is how a lot of it's found in the Gemara. Because they're afraid of unscrupulous bathhouse attendants who are going to eat up water on Shabbos. And some extend it to Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to eat water up, that seems to be the Rambam's opinion.
Or earlier, the person just doesn't dry themselves off, they just put some clothes on.
Yeah, but that, again, that will take care of the, he shouldn't be over the issue itself, Chas V'Shal. But as far as the minig, which is, goes back to Magen Avraham, not even take a cold shower, so that minig is a minig. You can't, that's undeniable. Also, Lechot's called Gufa. Okay, this is a din. This is a din. Okay. What kind of discussions? Palagot of Araglov. Also, the Kodesh of Merchas Afilu Lehazia is, of course, we're talking here on Shabbos. Let's just take a look what it says just for a second. I can get this back. Yeah. I don't want to lose this spot. The Ovi Aveira, she ropes in Bechama Shuch, where we are young. Abu Mezia Manachnu was an excuse. Scrupulous individuals, okay, just point that out as this problem existed in those days. Now, take a look, we're both saying two places. First, we'll take a look in the Magen Avraham. Zera. Whole fight. Can you use a hot mikvah chance? Tremendous fight. Tremendous. The minig Yisrael is the mikvahs are hot. The woman that's going to the mikvah Friday night, she goes to a hot mikvah. But it's not so pashut. There are those who say it's us. Our minig Yisrael is to be matter it. Mitztair. Av she'ein ochol akol aguf z'bekivegeh. So if you're mitztar, Rabbi Osai, there is no gzeres habalonim. So if the whole reason is us is from gzeres habalonim, the mitztar is mutter. If the reason is shavu l'chol nefesh, it's very likely today it is shavu l'chol nefesh. So no matter shavu should be mutter. in the Shmir Shabbos, you get an impression, although it doesn't say it explicitly, the Mary Xeris Havilah was only said in public bathhouses. Because they don't know who's heating the water and how. But your own private bathhouse, they may never made it there, Havilah. That's how one could read the Shmir Shabbos. I'm not sure if that's what he really meant. So there are a lot of studies to be made, but I thought we can't because of the mimic. Logan Avraham. So that's why it's preferred. Even a cold shower you shouldn't take if you can somehow avoid it. That's what I tell people to do, to try to avoid it if at all possible. All right. What kind of soap? Using soap? If it's liquid soap? Before I should talk about this context. Okay. Did I answer your question sufficiently? Try to do with that.
One quick question.
In my house, even though, especially my daughters, they shower crazy. I'm not a shower crazy. I ever showered over my house. By the time I was home from shul, they were already all out of the shower. I was home from shul, run into the shower like this little shower. But they honored my preference. They didn't take showers in Yom Kippur. I said, that's a minute. Live without. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You mentioned before that some say that lukewarm showers are a shovel of whole nefesh.
Right.
I would think that the opposite.
Care, right?
Really, yeah, for most people, yeah, that's what I was lukewarm showers.
That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't like. I know I don't like lukewarm showers.
Yeah, nor do I. So you should say for carrots. A lukewarm shower is usher. The doctor has to take a hot shower. That's a logical point, even though it's against what some of the storms say. Yeah. Can't argue with you. So, whatever. We can try to stay away from it. Try to stay away. Ever with me so far? Good. So, this is the whole chapter on bathing and showering, chapter 27 in this book. Fine? But let's now go back to some of the more fundamentals. Again, this beautiful Sefer. He talks about what Sisu has going to come up to our next discussion. We talks about, again, this is a beautiful Sefer. The principle, he has a whole chapter. The principle of Mitoch, 6 pages. Now, you can't read the whole chapter, every last footnote. But a lot of things are very, very good over here. Really beautiful. Hey, why not Mitoch? Where does it come from? Because we spent time on this on our own. Quotes the Ramban on Kashrus Emma, we saw that. Quotes the Urim, we saw that. Okay, fine. Now, he says the four malachas that we rely on Mitoch are Hotzah, Havara, that everyone agrees to, Afir Bishul, and Shlita, because those are found in the Gemara.